Grab yourself a cold one. It's time for UP the podcast. Hello and welcome to UP the podcast. I'm your host, Dan. Podcasting from the Acoustic Garage in Nagani Township. In today's episode, producer Stephen Wigg calls in, and he's joined by local food expert and food consultant Aaron Younger. We discuss Stephen Ron's book tour schedule throughout the UP, and all the great food that can be had along the way. But first, Steve talks about an interview that he and Ron had. It'll be available soon, so don't miss it. Well, let's get right to the good stuff.
So, Steve, I hear you had a podcast interview this afternoon. How did that go?
That went really well. That was with Tom Sumner and Off the Cuff Radio out of Flint. So that's going to stream on Tuesday at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on flinttalkradio.com. And then I think it's going to be archived, or they're going to play it again on Wednesday around 10 a.m. Eastern on WKUF.com. .org, and that's also available on our Facebook page, facebook.com/u.p.movie. You'll be able to get all that info where you can hear that there. But it went great. It was with Ron and I, and we just kind of got to talking about the project. It was actually our first real joint interview, even though we did the podcast together. But it's our first official interview, kind of get us warmed up for the UP appearances. Coming up in September.
I hear you do have some UP appearances coming up.
Yeah, we've got a full, a good week's worth of appearances. We're going to be all over the place. We'll try to get as far across the UP as possible. We may have a couple of additions, and it's been kind of fun to we're doing some bookstores and libraries, and we're going to stop at Nagani High School. We're going to do a theater or two. And of course, we gotta make our food stops count as well. So we'll be making pit stops, along the way to make sure we get our daily quotient of pasties and kudugi and pizza and all the fine UP cuisine.
When are you coming to town?
I'm gonna get in on. I believe I'm gonna be in on September 10th. So I'll probably have to go, make a beeline for the Congress late that night. And I thought it would be good, with all the things going on for the movie and stuff, just juggling all this stuff, I had to hire a full-time consultant. So I went to Aaron Younger, who's the CEO of the UP Food Group and UP Pizza on Facebook, if you can find them. So I've got him here to help kind of guide us along, because he's the expert in the area on the Upper Peninsula cuisine. So he's going to be sort of, chiming in on where we should go and kind of pointing the flag in the direction we should go in for our nourishment.
So Aaron, can I ask you, what's your first recommendation for Steve when he gets into town?
Well, I think the first thing he's going to have to do is hit up the Congress in good old Ishpeming, Michigan, because, that's definitely, I believe, going to be the winner of the Top Choice Contest, TV6, that's going on right now. And also, I'm going to be coming up all the way from Detroit, and I'm going to be staying at Ma's house. She lives in Ishpeming. I know how to pronounce the word Ishpeming, but I like to say Ishpeming, just like, the rest of the natives. And I think we're going to be hitting that up late night. I won't be in from Detroit till about 10, and I don't know what time Steve's flight is coming in, but, Congress late night on a Friday or Saturday is always a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I would say we're probably going to be hitting the Congress about 10 or 11 o'clock at night. Probably close the place down. I don't know. So if anybody wants to come in and have some pizza and kind of, get the tour kicked off right, that's the place to be.
Well, I know the Congress is one of the locals' favorites, and it's certainly one of my favorites, too. So maybe I'll stop in and have some pizza with you.
Sounds good.
Hey, people are welcome.
Yeah, so the next day, we're going to wake up. And Snowbound Books in Marquette at 1 p.m., like 1 to 3 on 3rd Street in Marquette. We're going to go to Snowbound, and I think that one's considered a book signing, so probably going to be like Ron's deal where he signs books, and we'll kind of get into some movie stuff as well. But, you know, after that, we'll head out to Aurora Books in Menominee at 6:30 Central Time. That's when we have to be there, so we're going to have to squeeze in some food between Marquette and Menominee, so I don't know what the consultant has to say about that. There's a Togo's around or something we could hit.
I'm thinking Togo's, Steve. You know, Togo's is always good. If you're in Marquette, definitely the best sub around. I think I'm actually going to get a family size sub, number 9, since the ride to Menominee so long.
Oh, you're going to come with us, right?
Yeah,
so we might have to do some family size. I'll probably do like a number 16, no onions, myself. But
you know, I did have an idea since we're driving that way. I heard that they have kudugi at Big Bond.
Is that right?
Yeah, but, you know, drip joint, kudugi, I don't know if that's going to be going over that well.
Right.
Can't say I've ever had a Big Bonnie kudugi.
Actually, I don't know anyone has. I'm curious, but I'm not going to be the one to try it out.
Well, I think we're safe with Togo's. I got to get my Togo's while I'm in town.
So that's Saturday, September 11th. Now, did you have anything else that day?
Well, we have the Aurora Books in Menominee, so after that, I'm sure we'll be hungry. The Togo's will probably have worn off by then. So I don't know if there's something out there in Menominee or something that we could hit on the way back. You know, we'll probably be ending about 8:30 or 9 o'clock in Menominee. So what do you think about that, Young?
You know, I put out some feelers there, and I know a few people in Menominee, and they said as far as pizza goes, there's a couple places you should check out. They said either Dexter's or else the Jaworzniak's Bar, which serves something called Three Brothers or Brothers Three Pizza, which is over in Marinette, but they actually serve that Jaworzniak's. Mm-hmm. There's a couple other good places, but I think they're going to be closed. Some Dobber's Pasties and some kind of other pasty shop, but I think late night we're going to have to go to one of those two places.
Or we could always, go back to Congress after the drive.
Could go back to Congress, but, you know, you'll be in town for a while. You'll probably have a chance to hit it up for a different day, too. So
True.
Now, how about Sunday, September 12th, Steve, for some tour events?
September 12th is kind of a UP movie work day for me. Might do a little more location scouting and might do some stuff on the script. Ron will be in. And, you know, we're going to do an event at the Vista that night. So the day is a little bit open. So, you know, I'll be in Nagani and then the event is in Nagani. So I guess I could kind of, you know, roll around. I don't know if we want to, like, sort of get the pasty in quickly. If we need to do Lowry's or if Aaron's got any other suggestions for that afternoon, if we're out scouting.
Lowry's is a definite must as far as pasties go. I mean, you have to have a Lowry's pasty whenever you go to the home to the UP. Maybe you might want to try one of those Ironton pasties. I had one this summer and it was pretty good.
Yeah, I did too. And they have the best pistachio almond ice cream I've ever had in my life. I think it's by Morning Glory. Is that the name of it? It's not Gilbert's. And I've had Gilbert's, and I love Gilbert's, but this pistachio almond ice cream was insane. And I did try one of their pizzas, one of their pasties, and it was really good. So they're good. I'm a big Lowry's fanatic, too, though. Lowry's is a must. Let's see, what else is there in Nagani?
Border Grill is popular, something like that, but I was thinking if you're up in Ishpeming Way, a Buck Sub Shop, something like that. Ralph's Italian Deli serves a mean kudugi.
Yeah, Ralph's has quite a bit of good stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, they actually serve kudugi, pasty, pizza. They have all kinds of different things there. Not much, it's more of a pickup, carryout kind of place,
right.
But they got some good eats there.
What about you, Dan?
You know, I think Aaron pretty well covered it.
All right. I think after the Vista, you got to go over to Tino's next door. So we'll do that Vista event, which is 7 p.m. in Nagani, which is going to be a little bit more of like an event-style thing. I think more of like an in-depth Q&A, community discussion, talk about movie stuff. Ron and I are both Nagani boys, so we'll be back. You know, it's sort of a homecoming kind of vibe. I'm going to expect Dan to wear his finest prom dress. And then we'll probably pop over to Tino's afterwards.
Man, I'm really going to miss not going to going to that because I got to go back to, you know, teach the little children in Detroit. But, you know, Tino's is some good pizza, great cookie, probably one of the best cookies you can get.
I would agree with that. Good stuff.
I know Tino's is great. I always got to throw in a plug whenever talking about cookie because people haven't had this a lot, but cookie from the Wayside is a really good cookie.
Oh, my gosh.
It's definitely a unique place, but he serves a good cookie and pizza bread. If nothing else, I'll call him up and have him make us up a batch.
Yeah, I've had some of that batch, and I would definitely say it is some of the best cookie I've ever had. I made some spaghetti sauce with it, and it was insane. I made cookies with it. It went over with flying colors with my whole family. It was really, really good, so I would definitely look forward to something like that.
Yeah, I'll try to hook that up if he's not open at the time anyway, so.
All right.
Yeah, the UP is definitely the place for cookie.
I don't know any place else you can get it, to tell you the truth, so.
Anything else you wanted to add?
I think we'd probably move over to Monday. I think we lots of good options for Sunday, so we got Monday, September 13th. We head over to Iron River at 1:30 Central Time to the West Iron District Library. Ron and I are going to do a little thingy there, and I've never had it, but I've heard more about it in the last year than I've ever had in my entire life, and that's Riverside Pizza, Riverside Pizzeria. Would you agree, Aaron, that's the must stop, at least to test it?
From what I hear, that's the must stop, but how fast can you eat a pizza, Steve?
How fast can I eat one? I'm pretty quick. I can ingest pretty rapidly if need be.
The reason why I asked is because you got about 2.5-hour drive to Escanaba, or no, about 2-hour drive to Escanaba, and you got about 2.5 hours to get there.
Okay. So we might have to do a roadie, huh?
Yeah, and you know the thing about Riverside, though, too, I was reading something online, and they have some crazy hours sometimes. They close early a lot, but I'd be interested to see what time they actually open during the day, too, because like a place like Congress, I know, doesn't open till 4 either.
Right. Okay, so that'll be...
I was thinking about giving them a call tomorrow, actually.
Okay. So that takes us up to Escanaba that evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We're going to be at the Badenoch Community College in the Bessie Center Theater. That'll be a little bit more of kind of a theater-like setting as well, which should be exciting. I think they're really been really supportive and really excited to have us. Fun. What do we do for dinner at 9 p.m. in Escanaba, Aaron?
Well, you know, that's a real tough one. I'm not that familiar with Escanaba. I did try to ask a few people. There are pasties, obvious pasties there. Pretty good sub shop called D&M Sub Shop, but I was told by one of my buddies from college that Mueller's Pizza is the place to go if you want a pizza in Escanaba.
Okay.
Now you've also got your Hereford and Hops if you want some homebrew beer.
Good to know.
So how does the schedule look for Tuesday, September 14th, Steve?
It looks good. It's the Houghton Hancock Day. So we don't have an appearance till 4 p.m. at the Finlandia University at the Northwind Bookstore, or Northwind Books. So that gives us the morning to play with. I've heard some stuff about this Sumi restaurant or something. I heard that breakfast is really good, so depending on what time we go out there, we could check that place out and see if they have any korpu, which is, do you guys know what that is?
I know what that is.
Yeah.
Real version of Trinary toast.
Right, exactly. Yeah, my grandma would make it. It was the best thing ever. So it'd be nice to see if there's any of that floating around in Houghton, Hancock.
That place is a bakery, too.
Right.
So they might actually have it at that place.
Right, that's what, that's the vibe I got, is that there's some potential there, so that might be the place to check it out. What else, you think we should do anything before we hit the university?
Well, you know, you were talking about the Sumi restaurant. I was reading up on that a little bit, and it's only open for breakfast and lunch, so
yeah.
I don't know about the bakery part. So they said they usually close around 2 or 3 or something. I guess it depends on how busy they are. One thing that I thought would be kind of cool for you and Ron to do is there's a place called the Siberia Cafe.
Yeah.
And that's actually owned by a Westwood graduate who would have had both of your dads as teachers.
Okay.
And it'd probably be kind of a cool place to stop in and check out and tell them about the movie and maybe talk, you know, about your dad teaching him or something like that. That'd be something okay. cool to do while you're here.
Yeah. Get a coffee or fuel up on some,
you can check your Facebook account, whatever.
Sure.
They've got internet access.
After the university, we pop over to the Portage Lake District Library in Houghton at 6:30. So we got like a back-to-back set up there, Hancock and Houghton, and then I think it goes without saying we have to stop at the Ambassador for another night of UP pizza. I think I had the Ambassador many years ago, but I'm looking forward to returning there to revisit their pizza experience.
Well, Brad Sarka says they might as well use a dump truck to put the cheese on the pizza there.
Okay.
I saw the thing on TV6 the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a nice looking pie. I've heard that the tostada pizza is supposed to be very good there.
Mm.
More of a pepperoni and cookie kind of guy, but
yeah, me too.
Tostada pizza is definitely something people talk about a lot.
Yeah, well, maybe after whatever the fourth or fifth night of pizza, we might want to break it up a little bit into some, get into some Mexican territory. So that's a possibility. And then another place to kind of check out all this UP pizza stuff is the UP pizza webpage on Facebook, right?
Yep.
That's kind of the main place to kind of discuss the great pizza debate.
Now, if I go to the UP Pizza Facebook page and like it, and what kind of updates can I expect, Aaron?
You can see updates regularly. Try to get on there every day and talk about different things about pizza, what kind of sauce you like, how to make good crust. There's a guy from Nagani, one of my friends, Matt DeWitt. I think you probably know him.
I know Matt.
He just did this stuff. And Lake Effect Entertainment. And he's also very into cooking. So he's been posting a lot about, how to make a pizza and some of the techniques that he uses.
It's a great place for, like, tips and just, even just celebrating UP pizza. Talk about Congress, talk about Tino's Villa, talk about homemade UP pizza. It's just got to be pizza in the UP. We don't really care how it's or who makes it, but it's a great place to discuss and share the passion. And then there's also a group that you can join called the UP Food Group, which is, stretches into pasties and cookies and, beyond pizza. Includes pizza, but goes beyond pizza as well. So that's definitely something you should check out as well. If you have advice for tour pit stops, that's a good place to discuss that, as well as the pizza place and the movie page. A lot of good outlets.
So while you're on your book tour, you're encouraging people to comment with places that you can stop along the way?
Sure. And, some of these places, let's say like Ambassador or Tino's or Congress, it's also a great place if people want to come and talk about the movie stuff in a little more of an intimate setting, where it can be more of like some conversation, personal conversation beyond like these appearances where you're sort of addressing a group. It's also kind of an open invitation for people who, if they want to come and just sort of socialize with Ron and I and maybe share some of their, ideas about this whole thing. And, it's just kind of a place for us to kind of share some community discussion at a different level.
I think that takes us to Wednesday morning. What do you guys have planned for breakfast?
Probably breakfast at home. I mean, unless you suggest something in Nagani, I'm going to be coming from Nagani to go to Nagani High School at 11:30 in the morning. So I might I'm not a real big breakfast guy, but I don't know, maybe I'll have some blueberry pancakes or something at home. The blueberries are still good. I'll go to Nagani High School for, I don't know what we're doing there exactly. I don't know if that's a public thing or if it's like we're going to do some classroom stuff, but we're at least going to stop in at 11:30 in the morning before we go up to the Country Village Bookshop in Ishpeming. That might be a good place to stop and grab some Ralph's or something. 1 p.m. we go up to Country Village Bookstore, I think it is.
Yeah, just in time for lunch.
Yeah. What do you think, Aaron?
I was actually thinking, if you want to go out for breakfast, one of the places to go in Ishpeming is Buck's.
Oh, okay.
Pretty famous. have the lumberjack breakfast. You get a little bit of everything. Big giant heaping plates of food, and that was fun to try that.
Oh, you know what we forgot, Aaron, was we were supposed to get one of those rolls, one of those sweet rolls.
Oh, on the way to...
Are you talking about a Hilltop cinnamon roll?
Yeah. We'll have to stop again. We'll have to leave a little bit early to grab one of those for the car.
Now, we did talk about putting that on the schedule, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, on the way to Houghton, you'll have to stop by and pick up one of those Hilltops. Another thing, I mean, I guess that just Irene's pizza in Berica. Berica, that makes some good cookies, too, if you were thinking about eating on the way there, now that I think about it. So.
Okay. To pencil that in, too, Irene. Okay. So, Buck's breakfast possibility. The guy in high school buzz up the freeway to highway to Ishpeming for 1 p.m. Country Village.
I was going to say, afterwards, if you haven't had a large pasty yet, you've got to go get a large pasty that day.
Okay.
You know, that was because you got some time between the Ishpeming show and the next show, and I was going to say, head up to Lowry's, grab a couple pasties.
You talking about Lowry's up past Champion?
Well, it's not past Champion. It's just a little bit past Ishpeming Township and Greenwood there. Just because it's close to Ishpeming, I was thinking. That's,
right.
You know, because I grew up in Ishpeming, that's usually where I get passes from is that store. But, I know there is a store in Marquette, too.
Right, and we are going to Marquette later that night at 7 p.m. at the Peter White Library in the community room. So we'll head over there. And then, I know you're a Casa guy, right, Aaron? And I'm a big Villa guy, so I think I really like the Boat Bar at the Villa. You can order the pizzas and stuff in there, but that room is so cool, and nobody really goes in there. It's one of those, best-kept secrets in the UP, in my opinion. So I think I might try to talk people into going over to the Boat Bar for pizza after the Peter White event. Any thoughts on that?
I do love the Casa, but for what you want to do, I think the Boat Bar would probably be the best place to go because you'd have a big area where people could congregate and talk about the movie and the book and get together and enjoy some good food.
Yeah. Okay, so then...
I think that takes us to Thursday morning?
Thursday, September 16th. We head out to Cedarville, Michigan from 2 to 3:30. So I don't know if we'll get some food before. We'll probably have to get some food before that, some lunch somewhere. And then we go to the Falling Rock Cafe and Bookstore in Munising at 7 p.m. So what do you think for that day, Aaron?
I don't know if you just want to grab something as you're leaving Marquette as far as food goes, or I've never been out, to Cedarville. I was thinking more about afterwards when you head up to Munising to get some food there. Mm-hmm. You might have to wait till after your appearance. So you're going to be doing your appearance at a place that actually serves food.
Okay.
I've never had it. Falling Rock Cafe. Sounds like they have, some sandwiches, some drinks there. They actually serve Muldoon's Pasties, I read, which is a popular pasty place in Munising. But afterwards, one of the places that I have ate at in Munising that I like is Sydney's Restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really the normal UP flair. It's just the irregular all-American kind of food restaurant. Also, there's a place up the road a little bit in Christmas called Foggy's.
Okay.
Pretty good food. I don't know if you're into fish, but, I mean, whitefish seems to be the big thing going on in Munising. Have you ever heard anything about that, Dan?
I haven't spent too much time in Munising. I do know that they have a Dairy Queen, one of the few Dairy Queens in the UP.
Yeah, I had a friend in Marquette the other day. She drove all the way up to Munising just to get some Dairy Queen, I guess.
Gilbert's will be, got to get some Gilbert's somewhere. You're thinking about desserts and stuff and grabbing, treats, I guess, from the Hilltop, getting some at the Hilltop to, stopping at Gilbert's, get some Gilbert's ice cream. And then there's
I'll
that.
Try that pistachio at that one place that you like?
Yeah, I'll definitely have to do that, too. That would be, because that's Irontown Pasties. And then,
is there an A&W open anywhere around there anymore?
That one in Negaunee was great. That's long gone, though.
I think the one in Marquette closed, and I think the one in Munising closed also.
Munising was the last one I knew about. There was one in Munising, but I think it closed down recently, and they put a Pizza Hut there.
Well, there's a lot of great local food, so I think the chains have a hard time competing.
A&W was just always a childhood favorite because of the way they had the, you know, little drive-ups there in Ishpeming and Nagano.
Mm-hmm.
So I always think about that when I think about, you know, UP food when I was a kid, going there and having some root beer after a baseball game and stuff like that. It was always fun.
And you can even get a milk jug full of root beer to take home with you.
That's right. That's right. We would have those for baseball practice and stuff. I remember that.
You know who makes pretty good root beer is Jasper Ridge Brewery in Ishpeming. They make some pretty good,
home brew.
Yeah, they got, you know, they got lots of different kind of brews going on there, I guess. But I used to actually go there with Ron's dad and play a little trivia sometime.
There's a little piece of trivia for you.
Thursday night. I used to play at JT Shaft before I moved downstate with Ron's dad. Yeah, you know, that's the kind of guy, I just hang around with old guys and play trivia.
Cool you are.
JT's Shaft is closed down.
Food and I play trivia.
With old guys.
Old guys, yeah. No, you know, everyone's like 20, 30 years older than me that I hang out with.
There you have it. There you have it. That's pretty much our tour. I think I'm flying out the next day. So, you know, I'll probably have some breakfast and coffee with my mom and then head on out. And then, you know, back to work, back to the production office. But thanks for your expertise there, Mr. Junker, and I will see you at Congress on Friday night, right, on September 10th?
That's the plan. I plan on getting out of school and getting on the road and driving straight to the Congress. And something I actually have done many times. Just real quickly, when people come back home, it seems to me that they like to go and get a pizza. Like, almost the second they get home, lots of time it's Tino's, lots of time it's Congress. Me, sometimes it's Ralph's because it's right on the highway. But it's like one of the first things people do when they go home to the Marquette area.
I would agree 100%. I would say that's pretty much what I do every time as well. And then, Dan, are you going to join us at Congress that night, you think?
I plan to. Sounds like a good time, and I like Congress pizza.
Great. If anybody else wants to come out and hang around and talk about some of this fun stuff going on, you're welcome to. It'd be great to see some old faces and new faces. And
I had a question for Dan. How many beers did you drink this segment?
Well, Aaron, I guess it doesn't matter how many beers you had. When the beer's gone, the podcast's over. So make sure you stop in and see Steve and Ron when they're in town. And check out the UP Food Network and UP Pizza. Catch you later. That was UP the Podcast. Thanks for listening.